JT live in Vegas.
The Knights are going to the Stanley Cup Final.
If they win the Stanley Cup, it becomes one of the top four sports stories of all time.
Shot, score!
Let me repeat.
The Knights are going to the Stanley Cup Final.
If the Golden Knights win the Stanley Cup, it becomes the biggest sports story of your life.
We just believe in ourselves, and that's been the key to this thing.
They were cast off. They were unprotected players.
You know, we call ourselves the Golden Misfits for a reason.
Catch save! Oh, Flurry, the reflexes!
I am in the belly of the beast of Las Vegas, Nevada. Hockey fans, take control of this moment.
You know, we're not done yet.
And now, live from Las Vegas, here's JT the Brick.
Well, what a show we have lined up on a getaway Friday with the Vegas Golden Knights in the Stanley Cup. JT with you in the studio of the flagship Vegas Golden Knights, brought to you by Golden Entertainment. I'll be at the SG tonight, the SG bar at the 215 at the end of Flamingo. It runs right into it. Come to a Sierra Gold. Go to any of the PTs as they are embracing hockey more than any large tavern group out there. They're the biggest. They own the Stratosphere, and they are embracing this run with all these drink specials, food specials. PTs, the place to be. If you're looking for a watch party, if you're looking to get out of the heat, if you're looking to get out of the house, head over to PTs on Saturday night and get ready for Game 3 of the Stanley Cup Final. And we're going to spend most of the show on hockey again. Today is a groundbreaking day in Las Vegas sports talk history. Groundbreaking. It is June 1st, 2018, and we're leading with hockey. It's never been done before. I don't know if it'll ever be done again. Look, I'm not expecting this team to go to the Stanley Cup Final every year. You shouldn't. They are here June 1st. I'm a creature of the calendar. I live out of my calendar. Looking at dates, and what does this mean? Today, as we speak, is my 23rd year anniversary. Today, on the radio, uninterrupted, 23 years today. But it's not about me. It's about the Vegas Golden Knights and how do we get this team to drink from the cup. You should be dialing the phones every day. We're one of the only shows that take phone calls or look for them at 876-1340. Give me the key to Game 3 in the nation's capital for the Vegas Golden Knights and how do they win this game, 876-1340. I'm wide open here for about 15, 16 minutes here in the monologue and the pressure that is on this organization to win a game. Not win them both, because remember what they did to the Winnipeg Jets, right? They won, and they went on a roll, and they eliminated the Winnipeg Jets when I was sitting in the same seat saying, whoa, when it was tied up at one, is this going to be tough? I was nervous against San Jose. San Jose was really good. And going back to that LA Kings series where every game was low scoring, decided by a goal, that could have won either way. But Vegas won in the first round and advanced. This organization has never dealt with pressure the way they're dealing with this pressure now. This is it. This is the defining moment of this organization on the road. Unless we're an elimination game in Game 5 or Game 6, and we're talking about that. How does Gerard Gallant and this organization react with travel legs? And look, this is a Washington team that's not great at home. They're better on the road. And Vegas is really good on the road. They've got to get a split in D.C. Game 3 would be great because it would put the pressure back on Ovechkin and Holtby and that organization. But this is their first ever Stanley Cup game when you look like this where they could win at home in the history of their franchise. It is going to be buzzing, electric, insane. And those fans really do have a true hatred for Marc-Andre Fleury. The way the Yankees don't like Big Poppy, the way the Giants don't like Kershaw. Go around any sport. You want to talk about fans that have a hatred for one guy, it's the Capitals because of the Pittsburgh Penguins and the three cups for Marc-Andre Fleury. So huge opportunity to get going again. I need to know where you're going for the watch party. It's hot outside. Are you going into T-Mobile? Are you going to go into 100-degree heat at 3:34 to do it outside? Do you have a local spot that you like? I go to PT's. Where are you going to watch these games? Let us know at 876-1340 and give me one key to this game. I'll go first. The key to this game is they've got to score early on Holtby, the Washington netminder, quickly. He is the talk of the world when it comes to hockey. He's got more momentum than the flower, Marc-Andre Fleury. He's the guy with the greatest save that I can remember in years, let alone the Stanley Cup Final. Now Fleury's got to match that. If that goalie gets off to another hot start And we're talking 1-0, 2-0, Washington, at the end of the first period, Vegas is in trouble because a hot goalie is a hot goalie in the postseason, and they look to have one. And Fleury's given up a bunch of goals in the first two games. I expect a better goaltender and Fleury to step up and have a big game and get Vegas the home ice back. One win in D.C., get you back to T-Mobile for Game 5 with home ice again. If you lose back-to-back, then we're just talking about elimination games in 5, 6, and hopefully 7. What's the key? What do they have to do to get it done? 876-1340. I'm open. The tweet deck is open on Twitter, at JT the Brick. Hey, we want to welcome Henderson Hyundai. They offer more to each and every customer. Henderson Hyundai, the official car company of the JT the Brick show. We're excited to welcome them throughout the show today. If you're heading out to the Henderson Hyundai Superstore right off of Boulder Highway in Henderson, go there, drop our name for all the deals that they have, the customer service, and the unbelievable value. Hyundais are sold in Southern Nevada at this mega superstore. You'll find the model and all the extras in the color you want and the price you want. Go check it out. Henderson Hyundai, the superstore. We mean it. Okay, let's get to the NBA and what happened last night. I'm losing my mind. I don't believe that LeBron was robbed last night in Oakland, California. That was a robbery on television with bright lights on ABC. How could something like that happen? The Cleveland Cavaliers played better than the Golden State Warriors. The Golden State Warriors, at best, played a C-plus game. And you got to beat them on nights when they don't give you an A or a B-plus, and they're lower than the B. They played a C-plus game, and I thought LeBron, with 51 points, did enough to win that game. And the energy was great. LeBron, I mean, I don't know what you do with LeBron anymore. I mean, is every game going to be his greatest game? We're on one of those runs here. The only thing I could describe this and say it's equal to is Brady, an aging Tom Brady winning MVPs and Super Bowls after the age of 35. I don't recall anything else like this. You know, George Foreman as a heavyweight won the heavyweight championship of the world. But you just don't see this in your life. And I just thought that Cleveland needed that game last night. A win, I think, would have given us a 6 or 7-game series, probably a 6-game series. And now we could be back talking about potentially a sweep. Let's go to halftime when Steph Curry stepped up. And again, this was a really important point in the game, everybody, because Cleveland outplayed him in the first half, but because of this, they had nothing to show for it.
Curry takes one dribble. It's a three. It's up and good at the horn. Curry ties the game and counts 1, 2, 3.
It's a backbreaker in sports. I don't care if it's high school, if it's college or the pros, when you outplay an opponent the first half, halfway through the game, and you got to walk to the locker room as the home crowd is exploding on one of the signature shots of his career. That's the signature shot of him in the finals. So Curry really got them going heading into halftime. But the second half was all about LeBron James, who got on an amazing roll.
LeBron down the right alley, ran into traffic, banks and scores. He got fouled by Looney, and LeBron James has a chance for the three-point play, as with 50 seconds remaining, he's given the Cavaliers a 103-102 lead.
That's a big deal. We're talking late in the game. LeBron James, who is the best player, should be worn out, is taking over that game. And I just thought the way he was driving, the way he was playing in the fourth quarter, as good as I've ever seen him play.
The ball's inbounded to LeBron. He goes down the lane. He double clutches. He lays it up and lays it in. LeBron James has 49 points. He's given the Cavaliers a 106-104 lead. 25 seconds to go.
Stop the show. 25 seconds to go, that's the game winner. Could be the game winner for LeBron James. What more does this guy have to do? They call him the king for a reason, and that was just a magical moment. But then Steph Curry, who's the best player, better than Durant, on the Warriors, he's a little guy. He's bringing the ball up. He's at the top of the key. You got to get the ball out of his hands.
Curry with the ball. Dribble drive on J.R. Smith. Down the lane to the rim. Goes up. Scored. He got fouled. He got fouled. He tumbles down to the right.
You hear who fouled him? J.R. Smith. J.R. Smith fouled Curry on the way to the basket there, so they are able to take the lead. So what happens? LeBron comes down, makes a pass, there's a foul. George Hill goes to the free throw line, and he's got to hit two free throws to win the game. I think they would have won the game if he hit them both. He makes the first one, and then a play that will live on forever.
4 seconds still remain. The Warriors do have a timeout. George Hill again takes the basketball. Three deliberate dribbles. A 10-year veteran with a moderate knee bend. It's up. It's short. It's grabbed by J.R. Smith. Smith is going to run it out. I think J.R. didn't know how much time was left. J.R. tried to dribble up near the timeline, and we're going to overtime. Oh, my goodness. I think J.R. thought the Cavs had the lead. He grabbed the loose ball, dribbled up near midcourt, and by the time he decided to pass it to somebody, the clock had expired. We're going to overtime.
I think that that becomes the biggest gaffe in NBA history. Am I wrong? Is there a bigger gaffe in NBA history than that? 876-1340, Twitter at JT the Brick. So J.R. Smith, what could have happened at that moment in the game? Because there's two big events that happened in the game. A charge on LeBron James that could have been a block. We'll get into that. T.C. Martin did a great job with Tracy Murray talking about that play. I'll get into that a little bit later on. But why didn't J.R. Smith, on a rebound that he got over Kevin Durant, why wasn't he able to go right back up and win the game? Let me give you a couple of points on my opinion. I froze that play 6-7 times today. First off, Durant got beat on the rebound. He's a 7-footer. That is rare. Durant didn't box out. He admitted that after the game. But when J.R. Smith got the rebound, he couldn't put it back up. Durant was right there. Durant was trying to make up for losing the rebounds. He's a 7-footer, and he's a rim protector. So I think if J.R. Smith would have went right up for that, he probably would have got fouled. I think that's fair to say. I think we could all agree on that. J.R. Smith, he would have went up. He couldn't dunk it. Durant was right there. He wasn't going to get a layup. Durant was right there. But I think J.R. Smith could have got to the top of the rim and been fouled by Durant, and he would have won the game. I think we'd all assume on the free throw line. He also didn't know the score. Well, let's just go back to T-ball and baseball, or if you ever coach kids who are 6-7 years old. Whose job is it to know the score? It's the coach. Whose job is it to know how many timeouts they have? They had a timeout. Ty Lue. How come Ty Lue and LeBron James weren't able to call, timeout, ref, timeout, 3.1 seconds, 2.3, 1.9? We're blaming J.R. Smith. It was a Dumbo decision, hashtag Dumbo. It's been all over the internet, all over Twitter, I get it. But it wasn't all on J.R. LeBron's the leader of the team. Ty Lue should be down at half court screaming at the top of his lungs, timeout, 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 and they don't get the timeout. So this was the reason they lost the game. The game was decided on a basketball player who makes millions upon millions of dollars who didn't know the score. There's blame to go around. If this was a pie chart, J.R. Smith would get 75% of the blame because he's the guy. He's the knucklehead. But then LeBron James and Ty Lue are supposed to be the smartest guys out there representing Cleveland, and neither one of them were able to get the timeout in time. There's refs all over the place. Are you kidding me? There's three refs out there. All you got to do is scream it, and you would get it. So that's what happens. That, to me, is one of the most memorable games I've ever seen in a game one. Also, it was a terribly played basketball game. You great NBA fans of Las Vegas should be disgusted by what you've seen. Since Game 7 and Harden and the Rockets went 0-27, missed 27 threes in a row, and then what you saw last night, which is just a bunch of teams running up and down, shooting threes and missing. That's what we get. If you're going to watch four basketball games a week, two to three of them are going to be a bunch of guys missing threes, and then one will be a game where everybody hits their threes. The sport has deteriorated down where there are little to no fundamentals left. You cannot get an easy bucket inside the paint. Everybody is afraid to go to the rim. They just want to hang out and shoot threes. And that was a great opportunity for Cleveland to win that game last night. Just a great opportunity for Cleveland. Now, if Cleveland won that game last night, would they win the series? No. I don't think they win the series, but I think we're going six. Now they're on the verge of getting swept. And as I tweeted out earlier today, I'll get you the exact line in a moment. But if you're a gambler in this town, we have Steve Fezzik coming up. He's one of the most successful in the history of this town. There's some good ones, right? There's some great sharps in this town. If you don't have an opinion on LeBron James getting 12 in game two, please don't ever post a bet in your life on Twitter or tell your friends you placed a bet. If you don't have the balls to go to the window and either go with the Warriors laying 12 or go with LeBron catching 12, what are you doing? I mean, are you gambling or are you pretending to gamble? This should be the easiest bet of your life. You're either really pro-Warriors and you think LeBron's crushed and they're done, or you're going, man, did you see LeBron in that press conference? He was pissed off. He's going to come back and win the game or at least cover the 12 points or the 12 and a half. So love your opinion on that. How do you bet the game? Fezzik's going to join us. How do you bet this next NBA game or the hockey game? 876-1340. Taylor, thanks for waiting. You're on Fox Sports Radio. Hello.
Hey, I just want to say I agree with you on that game last night. It's not one man that gets them to that point where they tie it up and go into OT.
Yeah, but you got to admit that J.R. Smith fouling Curry, letting him get by for the N1, and then not knowing what the score was, J.R. Smith should get most of the blame, correct?
Absolutely, absolutely. But, you know, who cares about the NBA? We're talking NHL these days, all right?
Yep.
So I just want to remind you, this is really why I called the Flurry. You can't, you know, Holtby, he's obviously on the front page everywhere with that save, and I feel bad for Tuck, and you know, hopefully he hasn't had to keep rewatching that or seeing that on televisions. But the Fleury, you forget, you know, you had him against Couture, you had him against Shifley, against Little. Type those in on Google, look those up again, and watch what the Fleury has been doing.
Well, I think Fleury's great. We all know how great he is, but we have to admit that momentum. You know, we're in the business of momentum changes, and there's a momentum shift here. Going back where the home ice was lost. And fortunately, Fleury is there as the backbone of this franchise. He's got to have a big game.
He does. He does. And I do believe he will. He's, you know, Holtby still has allowed more goals, let's not forget, in this playoff series or in the final series. Mm-hmm. So I think it's 8-7.
Yeah.
So, you know, I think Flower knows that. I think the team knows that. Every game where it's been a loss like that, I think that they've realized they got to get back to the game. And to answer your question, the one key is it's like Coach Gallant had been saying all year, anytime they lost, pretty much. They're a five-man team. They got to have five men on the ice at all times. None of those stupid penalties. And I think it's Wilton's mission. Mm-hmm. It's his mission, I'm telling you, to kick these guys off.
Yes.
That way Ovechkin can get that power play goal, that PPG. So if we can avoid that, have all five men on the ice and play our game and not get frustrated, I think we're the better team.
Yeah, I agree with you. I think they are the better team. I said that, and I didn't say that before the Kings series in San Jose. I thought it was a pick 'em there. San Jose is really good. I thought they were better than Winnipeg for a number of reasons, and here I believe that they are better than the Washington Capitals, but the momentum now has to go back to Fleury.
Fanned on a pass, puck comes loose, out in front, off a stick, a shot, stopped by Fleury! He gloves the rebound and holds it.
Got to have a big game, and I expect him to do it. I don't think it's not going to be a pressure situation with Fleury. We're not going to be looking at a situation where he can't handle the pressure here. Today on, hold on a second, Bobby, today on Pardon the Interruption, who I watch for prep on this show, they were talking about the Fleury in this game and if there's a chance that they can pull him for Subban. And I'm going, are these people out of their minds? They were looking about the amount of goals he's given up in game one or two, and is he going to rise to the occasion? This is nationally on ESPN. They were putting into the collective minds, and that show's based in D.C., literally like nine blocks away from the arena, that there is a chance, could there be a chance that Fleury gets pulled in this next game? I hope that's not the case. Saturday night, Vegas. Everybody should be behind this. I think the roads are going to be empty. I think the casinos, everybody's going to be in the sports book. I'll be at PT's. You should be out. You should be at a viewing party. Have a great time because this is going to be fantastic. The Henderson Hyundai Superstar, the largest selection of new and pre-owned Hyundais in Southern Nevada. You'll find the model and all the extras and the color you want at the price you can afford. Henderson Hyundai. We're offering more to each and every customer. When we come back, Steve Fezzik and the hockey doctor. The hockey doctor is going to save the Vegas Golden Knights.
Hey. You knew you were tied. You didn't think you were leading?
No, I shouldn't have. I knew we were tied. It was just, I thought we was going to call timeout because I got the rebound. I'm pretty sure everybody didn't think I was going to shoot over Katie right there.
J.R. Smith. So I'm watching that in real time. My show got off at 8 o'clock last night. We were right down to the wire. I go home. My thumbs are going crazy, tweeting. Just couldn't wait for someone to get J.R. Smith on the record. Brian Windhorst, everybody's there who's quoting him and tweeting it out there. I mean, he was just looking around. There were more. He was in a fishbowl. The media was pouncing. Mark Schwartz was in the press conference room hammering LeBron James, and I thought that was great because half the time they're just zombies in that room saying, how do you feel? What do you think you're going to do in game two? That, the real question was, why did J.R. Smith gaff in that game? Steve Fezzik, the only two-time winner of the Super Contest, joins us on the Henderson Hyundai guest hotline. And Steve, walk me through this. I had a buddy who had a nice bet going last night for a decent number over at the Westgate. He caught 13. I thought it was a brilliant bet before the game, but then I thought he was going to lose the cover there in overtime. What's that like in the business that you're in, watching that overtime?
Yeah, welcome to the world of bad beat city. We have all been there before, and frankly, overtime is the king of bad beats. You lose your unders in overtimes, and oftentimes the wise guys prefer the underdog. And things got dicey even with plus 13 last night.
Walk me through the end of the game in J.R. Smith. If you've been in a similar situation before, not just the NBA, but in football, another sport there where it looks like it's pretty basic and then the athlete screws it up to a level that it could ruin your bet.
Blame all the teammates. Blame the coaching staff. You got to know that this is such a big stage and there's so much going on, and you got to recognize everyone can make a mistake. And further, you got to recognize which players don't have a LeBron James basketball IQ, and you can help them. How hard would it have been just to remind everybody, hey, we're tied. We get the rebound. We're going to get one shot here, you know. And so it isn't just J.R. Smith I blame.
Yeah, I said that before you came on. I mean, Ty Lue's got the ability, the head coach, to run down the sidelines. There was plenty of time left to get off a timeout with 1.8, maybe 2 seconds, and get that timeout.
Yeah, and what are the odds that Stevens would not have gotten the timeout there? If you were a betting man, I would have laid minus 220. Timeout would have been called.
Steve Fezzik's our guest. What was your opinion on the in-game, especially in the first half when Klay Thompson went out?
Yeah, what was interesting to me was I thought it was properly priced for the most part, but I think this is the first time I've ever said this, JT. The fact that Golden State only won the third quarter by, I think it was 6 points, they've been so deadly in that third quarter, and when they couldn't get separation, you knew you were in a dogfight, perhaps, in the fourth quarter.
Steve Fezzik's our guest, only two-time winner of the Super Contest. Let's go to this upcoming game, because this is interesting to me, and I have guys like you on, and RJ, and the best of the best, and my friends who are sharps. You got to have an opinion on this one. I know you do. I don't know where you're leaning here, but Golden State opened 12. Now I see it at 11.5 to 12, depending on where you're shopping here. This is LeBron James storming out of a press conference with a suit with shorts on and a lady's handbag. He's either coming back raging to win game two and get the split, or are they mentally defeated for the way they think that game was stolen from them?
Well, I don't think they're mentally defeated because they had such a good outcome. And let's face it, they didn't even shoot all that well from three. You know, RJ and I have spoken a lot about this, and we pretty much concluded, you know, the third quarter, Golden State has owned it all year long. So we're going to look to bet Cleveland off of losses and in the first half and in the first quarter and essentially look to avoid the third quarter of death. I would have much preferred Cleveland got blasted game one and I could play them plus 6.5 in game two in the first half. I still will probably play Cleveland in the first half off the zigzag and the outright loss.
The zigzag. Steve Fezzik on the Henderson Hyundai Superstore Hotline. As we move on here, I'm interested overall in the series. If you look at the series, the value, if you liked Cleveland at any level with the value of the entire series, what's the typical bettor saying after a lot of those fans think they got robbed with that charging call that was overturned to a block?
Well, I think that looking ahead to games 3 and 4, and RJ and I have had some spirited conversations about this, he feels that the league, obviously, we both feel benefits from a longer series. Sweep is not good. he thinks they do a masterful job at trying to map up the referees that might benefit the team that's down 0-2. I take it a step further. Wink, wink, nod, nod. We want this series to go more than four games. So if there's a call that's too close to call, block, charge, call it in favor of the Cavs, game three as a ref, and no one's ever going to question you if it's a slightly wrong call. So we're not talking about any sort of game fixing or manipulation, nothing like the Laker-Sacramento playoff game of more than a decade ago, but just a slight bias towards the team down 0-2. So I think game three, you have to take a flyer and bet on Cleveland if they go down 0-2.
The total opened up at 216. We'll play it at 215.5 here with all these missed threes. I mean, this is really bad basketball. 0 for 27 from Houston. Missed shots everywhere galore. The Warriors aren't shooting it pretty well. You talked about this last game for Cleveland. It's tough for them to get in a rhythm. Talk about the totals overall and all these missed threes.
Yeah, so the question is, what's causing it? Is it good defense? I don't think so.
No.
Is it nerves? I think that's a big part of it with Houston. Is it shortened rotations? And that's a big part as well, that the players have had their minutes managed. Houston used their bench a lot, and then they stopped using it in the conference finals. And I think, frankly, all the players, Harden included, looked gassed. With so much time off before the finals and here with several days off, maybe it'll be less of an issue and those threes will start to fall.
Washington Capitals open up minus 135. It's minus 125 at the Superbook. What do Vegas fans need to worry about here, Fez, the rest of the way? Because a lot of them go to the window when they're at home and they're just cashing winning tickets and this team is covering and they're getting that half a goal because they're getting an open net at the end. What concerns you about Vegas now that they're back in D.C.?
Twofold, and let me caveat, I'm certainly not a hockey expert by any means, but one is all of the experts will tell you that, and part of this is the great goalkeeping for Vegas, that they're outperforming on the scoreboard versus the inherent stats. So this is a team that has had a better result than they really should have. More concerning to me, especially in Vegas, is this multi-million dollar liability that the books have. They've had enough Vegas money. They know everyone's going to bet Vegas. So on every game, they're literally going to shade the lines, maybe an extra 10 cents towards Vegas, make you pay extra, a premium, to bet on your home team. It's hard for me to believe you're going to find value on the Golden Knights, especially in Las Vegas in each and every game.
Finally, last one. Even before I met you, I knew you were sharp when it came to women's professional basketball, and your pinned tweet, Blue Horseshoe loves the LVAces under 14 wins. Tell us what this has been like for the start of the season from a Vegas perspective and around the league.
You know, I got to give credit to Steve Cofield because he told me, hey, you know, they got a season win number up on the Aces at 15.5, and we were doing our show. It was late Saturday night. I got up at 8 a.m. and just bolted down 80 miles an hour down I-15 to bet it twice. I never do this, JT. Under 15.5, under 14.5 for the limit. Basically, their two best players were in Turkey playing for their club teams. If you follow the WNBA, you can get outstanding value. I'm on the over tonight. Four straight overs for the 0-4 Aces. They're going to improve now that they have all their players back. But Coach Lambeer, not a bad call. He just wants to play at a super fast pace, give the fans their money's worth for what's likely to be a last
place. You know, Looney and I always talked about it for years on the night show that Floyd loves betting the WNBA. Is that accurate?
I cannot confirm or deny exactly what Floyd bets. I can tell you this. Whenever I'm over at the M, Floyd is a player, and he bets on everything.
You got to tell us what's going on at pregame.com into the weekend.
Yes, so over at pregame.com, I actually have a 6 plays up tonight. So big night of action, and we are excited about football. We're starting to cut football videos upcoming here in June. It's never too early, JT.
Have a great weekend. Thank you, Steve.
You too.
Steve Fezzik, fantastic. Ton of information there, especially on the NBA and how you place this wager on game two. It's a very important. I don't know anybody, maybe you do, if you walked up to one of your buddies who's a gambler, you don't hear me knocking, saying, you know, this guy would be a degenerate gambler, this guy's a sharp, this guy's a certain type of gambler, a big shot. My buddy who bet last night, he's a big shot. He had big money on and he won. He had LeBron catching 13 and he was sweating it out. And the fun part of the story last night is he told me, he goes, the one rule I have is we got to spend the money on this win. I'm like, come on, man, it's a school night. I got to work. And he's talking to me. He goes, no, we got to go out and at least catch a dinner and do something if I win. And I didn't want to jinx it, but I threw out the tweet in overtime. it was 10 points that the Warriors went up in overtime. So a lot of people were sweating that bet, but Cleveland was able to cover. And if you look at this game coming up there, how can you be an NBA bettor and pass on this game? Do those guys and gals exist? Like, would they go, if you went up to them and said, you're at a barbecue, hey, who do you got in game two? I'm going to pass? Look, I don't know what you do. If it's the Packers versus the Seahawks and you don't like it and it comes in at -4.5 and you want to pass, I get it. But don't tell me that you bet for a living and you can't go with LeBron getting 12.5 going into game two. I would think, and I could be wrong, and I'm always wrong, and you can find me here, but who is not betting with LeBron James in game two? The way that he stormed out of that press conference, the way he played, scoring 51. Now, a lot of people thought that LeBron would lose game one because he'd be feeling it out and he'd have his monster game in game two. How's LeBron going to top that? My rule for LeBron is he's got to score 40. 40 in every game. 10 of it's got to be from the free throw line. 10 free throws and then 30 equals 40. Overachieved, 51 points. That was an iconic performance by LeBron James. We're going to get to our guests coming up on the other side. We got a great hockey insider who will join us coming up with a powerful podcast. He was brilliant in his last appearance. We'll talk to Dr. Hockey coming up next. And a reminder, I got good news and bad news. If they go 7, I'm going to miss it. I'll be broadcasting from the U.S. Open at Shinnecock, the U.S. Open Golf in 2 weeks. Excited about that. This is Fox Sports Radio.
Now it's the best of 5 series, and you know it's getting a lot of fun, and it's an intense game. So we'll do the best we can tomorrow, and I hope we play a real good game in the road.
There he is, Gerard Gallant. They need this one. Dr. Hockey, the podcast, Dr. Hockey with Dr. Jay Calvert and Kevin Connolly from Entourage. We had him on a couple of weeks ago. He was fantastic. And Dr. Hockey, thanks for joining us. I want to spend a few moments from a Vegas perspective. How concerned are you for Vegas after dropping game two at home?
I mean, I think you've got to be pretty concerned because the Capitals were able to take one in Vegas, which is what they needed to do to stay in the series. It was unlikely that the Caps could win two, but it was very likely that the Vegas Golden Knights would win two. So this was a split that was more or less unexpected, and I think Vegas has to, you know, they got to jump on it when they get to Washington.
Interesting that Washington hasn't played great at home, and they've been lights out on the road. If you look at critical game three coming up here, Fleury versus Holtby. Holtby's got one of the greatest saves I've seen. Fleury's had many throughout his career. Really seems like the momentum is with the goalie in the nation's capital who's coming off the highlight of his life.
There's no question that Holtby is playing out of his head. He's playing the best he's played all season. He had 2 shutouts against the Tampa Bay Lightning. And by the way, those were his first 2 shutouts of the season. He didn't have 1 during the regular season. So he's definitely on the upswing at the right time. But Fleury is solid. He's playing great. There's no concern with the goaltending for the Vegas Golden Knights. There is concern with, you know, who's going to want it more. And I got news for you. Alex Ovechkin, the turkey's on the table for this guy, and he is not backing down.
Dr. Jay Calvert joins us, Dr. Hockey, on Fox Sports Radio. You know, Carlson and Marchessault need to get going. They can be very explosive. Do you think the physicality of this game is going to be the storyline? Is Washington going to try to get Vegas going, try to pick a fight with them early in the first period? Because Gallant's done an unbelievable job making sure that this team doesn't get too emotional, especially when a bigger team wants to draw them off for penalties.
Yeah, I was concerned in the playoffs with Vegas's size, especially when they were up against Winnipeg.
Yes,
I thought Winnipeg would wear them down, beat them up, you know, just basically grind them into the ice, and that was a massive concern. But Vegas was able to really step up. I suspect that Game 3 for the Vegas Golden Knights is going to look very different to the Capitals. I suspect that Gallant's going to come out with high-speed lines. I suspect he's going to come out with the defense pinching very frequently, And I think he's going to try to put on an offensive show in the nation's capital that they haven't seen yet.
Very interesting. Dr. Hockey joins us, the great podcast on Podcast One. The only criticism I've had all year long sitting in Vegas with this hockey team, Vegas, is that at times the crease is awful crowded in front of Fleury, and the crease isn't cleared. If there's a puck that's loose, it just seems like the opponent is able to get a cheap goal. They're able to keep the puck alive, and the enforcers don't come in. And in this last game, they got two goals that were crisp passes through the crease. Vegas either didn't have a stick down and they let Ovechkin. How does Ovechkin sit wide open on the doorstep of Fleury in the Stanley Cup final?
Not smart. You can't leave Alex Ovechkin open. He's gonna score. He can score with two guys on him. This is a guy they've got to stick on him hard. England's got to do a better job. McNabb's got to do a better job. I agree with you 100%. They don't bust doors when there's a crowd in front of Fleury, and Fleury's kind of left there to fend for himself, which he's great at doing. But yeah, I agree with you 100%. This is the time for the defense to step up and start really laying some people out, doing what they need to do. I mean, it's crunch time. This is the Stanley Cup. It is not time to, kind of figure out your strategy. Your strategy is kill or be killed. And this is a very, very important time in the history of the Vegas Golden Knights.
Wrapping it up with Dr. Hockey, do you think Vegas deserved to get some heat for the ice conditions being a little soft at T-Mobile?
Absolutely. I was not happy with that. I saw a lot of rolling pucks, a lot of bouncing pucks. They were not ready for this heat and for the number of people in that arena and the amount of abuse the ice was going to take. They've got to do something different.
Lastly, I'm pretty good at sensing a guest opinion on games. I'm sensing that you're leaning towards the Capitals. Is that fair, or do you think the Knights can get a split out in D.C.?
I think we're going to see a split in Washington. It's going to go to a three-game series, which definitely is in the favor for the Vegas Golden Knights. They will probably split. I think Vegas is going to win the next one, and Washington will take game four.
Tell us what's going on with the podcast.
It's going great. We've had loads of guests on. We just had Francois Beauchemin, who is retired from the Ducks, great defenseman, and he was just on. And we love talking about these playoffs. It's been absolutely a blast.
We'd love to have you on next week when the series comes back again, if you have the time. Thanks a lot, Dr. Hockey.
You bet. I'll be in Vegas for a big meeting on Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday.
Good. Maybe we can get you in studio, and I'll be at Game 5, so we're open those 2 days. Really appreciate your time. Have a great weekend.
All right. Take care. See you later.
You got it. Dr. Hockey knows his stuff. He's also a really famous doctor who's got a podcast on Podcast One with Kevin Connolly that's doing really well. We appreciate that. I wanted to tell you about that product that's changed my life. I need sleep. I work these crazy hours. I'm traveling all the time. My pillow's been unbelievable. This pillow's the best pillow I've ever used in my life. I threw three or four pillows out of my house once I got my pillow, and I can get you one and save you money. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the two-pack special, type in the promo code BRICK. Real easy. BRICK into the promo code. You'll get two premium MyPillows for one low price and free shipping. Get rid of the pillows, the ones that are stained, the ones that you've had so long. You got to continue to put covers on them. Throw them out. These pillows are made in America. To get two premium MyPillows for the one low price and free shipping, go to MyPillow.com and click on the two-pack special or call 800-945-7379. Promo code BRICK. 800-945-7379. MyPillow, MyPillow.com. When we come back, we'll wrap it up heading into the weekend and talk about hockey again. The first time ever in the history of Vegas sports talk radio, hockey leads in June. I think that's a big deal, Bobby. I really do. I don't know. We don't need an award for that, but I just think it's important for this town to pat themselves on the back for helping Lotus and all these stations have hockey content into the summer. Are you kidding me?
Theodore dumps it in. Puck came right in front. Feet up front. Goal! What a stop! Holtby denies Tuck at point-blank range. How did he do it?
Great call by Dan Duva. Welcome back. We're proud to welcome the superstore at Henderson Hyundai. More to each and every customer. When we say you'll get more at Henderson Hyundai Superstore, we mean it. The best possible deals out there in terms for everyone individually or on a one-year deal or a two-year deal. Henderson Hyundai and the Superstore, we welcome them to Fox Sports Radio and the JT the Brick Show. So, the weekend, it is here. The biggest game in the history of this franchise now becomes a road game in Game 3. As our guest Dr. Hockey just said, he expects a split. I expect a split. I'd love to see Game 3 to Vegas so the pressure isn't on losing two. You don't want to have to go back Monday and feel like you have to have a must-win for the remainder of the Stanley Cup Final. Pressure is a huge part of hockey, and these athletes are incredible. They play injured. They play hard. They go balls out in every game. Sometimes it's a deflection, the luck of the puck bouncing, whatever it is. There's a lot of skill in this sport, but there's a little bit of luck. And Fleury is a guy who's built his legacy as a Hall of Famer, not on luck, but skill. He's got to be great. He's a superstar. I've often talked about the statue that we need outside T-Mobile. If he wins the Cup, all of that is on the line. He's got to play big, at least in one of those games, a shutout or one goal, and give Vegas an opportunity to win a game comfortably without all the stress that we saw in Game 1 and Game 2, and especially Game 2, where I thought the Capitals were the better team. They were desperate. They were hungry. And they were able to kill off a 5-on-3 and have one of the greatest saves I've ever seen. That was pretty impressive. And we'll get to Game 2 of the NBA Finals. Looney joins me at the top of the hour. We have several guests to recap what happened last night with J.R. Smith and the fact that Cleveland feels like they got ripped off. If you're a sports fan and you look at your team, your favorite team of your life, you could always remember when you got robbed, right? There's a chance that you got robbed. Your team got screwed. Well, Cleveland now has that moment in this series where a charge was called on Kevin Durant. Then they went to the monitor and changed it to a block. When has that happened before? It's never happened in the NBA Finals under the new rules with replays. And what really irks me more than anything, it happened to LeBron James. If you're the greatest player of all time, or one of them, Wilt Chamberlain, Kareem, Jordan, or LeBron, you got to get those calls because of your legacy being the GOAT. And that hurt for LeBron James. I like LeBron. I like his ability to cover that second game. Let us know how you're going to bet it on Twitter, at JT the Brick. Thanks all week to Golden Entertainment. Head on out to a PT's like I'll be doing tonight. I'll be at the SG Bar right at the 215 at the end of Flamingo there. One of the best spots in town. An unbelievable menu. Great service. You could be outside on the patio. You can be inside. June is here, and we're talking hockey thanks to Golden Entertainment and PT's. We are off on Monday because of the hockey game. We'll be on the national show. We're off at the 4 o'clock show. And then we got a full week leading up to Game 5, which I'll be attending over at T-Mobile. And hopefully it's not an elimination game. Need Vegas to win one in the nation capital. So Game 5, there's no walk of shame after that. That's a win. Have a great weekend, everybody. Thanks a lot again to all of our great sponsors. MyPillow, brand new now. Henderson Hyundai, the superstore. And the backbone of the show, everyone at Golden Entertainment and PTs. Back with Looney here at the top of the hour. And a deep dive on what happened in Oakland last night at Oracle. It looked like the Warriors were ready to get beat. And they didn't. That's why you become a dynasty if you win the games like that. If the Warriors win, they'll be a dynasty. Thanks to Bobby Machado, who does the majority of the work. Have a great weekend, everyone.